Hey everyone, thank you for joining us on this incredible platform, Encounter. You know that it is here where we get revelation, impartation, and equipping. My name is Leon DePrio from Encounter Church, from Encounter Christian Church, Encounter Global. You will see that this word will lift you, will empower you, will equip you. So I want you to stay tuned. Before that, go visit www.encounterchurch.co.za for any resources to give via any platform for any video resources. Become a part of this family. Become a part of this network. I can't wait to be with you today. This message is going to be pure revelation. Stay tuned, and I can't wait to see you get into the message. God bless you.
A Christian that doesn't carry glory doesn't have fruits in their life.
Sure.
Glory comes when God approves of you.
Hey, come on.
When you spend time in His presence and you seek His glory. When you seek His glory, the glory of God comes upon you. When the glory of God comes upon you, even the ground that you walk on will be changed.
Powerful. Come on.
Anybody getting into your presence will be changed.
Yes.
Come on.
There'll be reactions and there'll be results. One of the signs and ingredients and components of the glory is what we call goodness. Go with me to put on the screen for me, Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 18. Exodus chapter number 33, verse number 18. So let me explain this. What is the glory? The glory is the Greek word, or the Hebrew word, let me rather say Hebrew word, kavod. And that word kavod, you spell K-A-V-O-D. We pronounce it kavod sometimes, but it's actually kavod.
Yes, yes, yes.
K-A-V-O-D. Kavod simply means the weight of God.
Sure.
The heaviness of His presence.
Sure.
The weight of God. The heaviness of His presence.
Yes.
The kilograms, if I can say it like that, of God. How much will He weigh? How much of Him is upon you? That is why when we will walk into services or so, and the glory is on us, people will fall under the glory.
Come on.
Or when I'll prophesy or pray for somebody,
sure,
or prophesy over them, the glory will begin to rest on them heavier and heavier,
yes, yes,
until,
yes,
they're on their knees or on their floor.
Yes.
And they cannot get up.
Yeah.
Come on.
It is the glory that rests upon,
amen,
you. There's a difference between the presence and the glory.
Come on.
Yes.
There's a difference between the power and the glory.
Yes.
Yes.
And there's a difference between authority and the glory.
That's right.
It is the glory that changes first humans' hearts.
Yes.
Sure.
But the glory must be discerned. It is shocking that many can be in a service of glory, and everybody can experience the glory of God, yet one person can just sit and not discern at all whether,
yes,
even God is in a place or not.
Yes.
They have lost sensitivity. Glory requires sensitivity,
yes,
to discern. Glory cannot be taught. It cannot even be seen until it becomes physical,
sure,
manifestation, which I'll explain to you now. It has to be discerned.
Yes.
You have to discern in your heart and in your spirit. But wait, there's a tangibleness, there's a substance,
yes,
of glory here. There's a substance of glory here. So that is the glory of God. That's the,
yes,
touch. When the glory comes upon you, when the glory rests upon you as a person, we usually term it and use it, or use the words, and we say the touch of God,
yes,
is upon a person. When His touch is upon your person, upon you, the glory of God is upon you. When His glory is upon you, gold will follow your life.
Come on, amen.
When His glory is upon you, your enemies will come from afar,
yes, yes,
to the light that you,
sure,
have.
Come on.
And bring finances from Gentiles,
yes,
to you.
Yes,
yes.
Sure. Powerful.
The Bible says when you have glory upon your life, that royals and rulers and princes and kings and queens will come to you for counsel, will come to you because of the light of the glory that is upon,
yes,
your life.
Yes.
I pray that during this conference, that not one person attending, not one individual attending, will miss the glory of God.
Amen.
Not one attending will miss the glory of God.
Yes.
So I want you to be wherever you are. I want you to learn the art of healing.
Amen.
The art of healing is very simple. It is It is just a healing, a surrendering in your spirit. It is where you just switch on. It's like you switch off the physical and you switch on the spiritual. When you do that during this conference, and also when we pray and impartation, it'll happen more to you and more to you. And yes, you'll see by tonight, the glory of God is going to touch people on Zoom. And it'll get into their houses.
Come on.
And you'll see it like a heaviness, like a weight, like kilograms in this place. In your house, wherever you are, you'll see the glory of God.
Come on.
The kavod, the yes, Shekinah yes, glory coming into wherever you are.
Yes.
That is why Zoom attendance is so important, because when I can see Zoom, when I can look at people, the glory can come from my eyes to their eyes.
Yes.
You see, when somebody has seen His glory, and we have intercessors that have seen His glory.
Yes.
We have people that have seen His glory, but yes, once your eyes have seen the glory of God, it will always shine out of your eyes to others.
Yes.
Be a person that can say, my eyes have seen His glory.
Yes.
And I have beheld His glory. Yes. I have been changed and I'm never the same. My eyes have seen the glory. How can I ever depart from Him? My eyes have seen the glory. How can I ever betray or make another decision?
Yes.
And I pray that that is why Peter and John, when they came at the gate of Beautiful, they said, look at us. And when the man looked at them, the lame man looked at them intently, they said, rise up and walk.
Yes.
Pick up your bed and walk.
Yes.
What did they do? Glory was coming out of their eyes. Sure. Because they've seen the glory of the Lord.
Yes.
They've seen the physical expression.
Yes.
Of the glory of God.
Powerful.
Which is Jesus Christ, Shekinah in action. They've seen His glory. Come they've on. Touched Him. Peter and John was up on the mountaintop. And they saw the transfiguration of Jesus' face.
Yes.
When they looked at the transfiguration of His face, that glory came into them and they were changed and yes, transformed into a higher image of glory.
Yes. Awful.
So whenever they look at somebody's face, somebody cannot look at them.
Sure.
Remember, the Bible says, no man can look at my face and live.
Yes,
He wasn't speaking in a physical form. He's speaking in all His glory. He said, you cannot look at my face and live.
Yes.
But Moses saw Him in his physical glory. Abram saw Him in His physical, in His physical expression, His physical face. Abram, God came walking in like this to Abram.
Yes.
And he saw the physical form of God. But then there was a place where the Bible says that when Moses, it was so bright on that mountain that Moses couldn't look. And I want to show you what he is. And Moses couldn't see God's face in the full expression of His glory. And then when he walked away from that, people couldn't see His face.
Yes.
Because the glory had a residue effect upon him. Where there is a visitation that is still tangible and the residue of a visitation is staying on you. During this conference, even when you're going to go to bed tonight, night, you're going to feel the tangibility, the residue of the glory of God upon your life.
Yes.
And we have so many people connecting. So many people. You must understand. Yes. We are, by 600, close to 600 right now. Yes. And, people that are connecting live. I want you not to miss this conference.
Yes.
Wherever you are, you can say with me, even in your houses. And remember, confession is in your mouth.
Amen.
And I speak as if I hear you in my spirit. So when it is preaching, I can get to you in your house with my spirit, and I can feel who is responding or not.
Yes. And prophets.
Okay. Yeah.
We have actually a testimony on what you've just said. What will happen or take place when the glory of God actually comes in? Minister Nokolo says that I got healed from a lump last year during the Unquestionable Dominion Conference at Encounter Krugersdorp.
Who is that?
Minister Nokolo.
Awesome. From a lump. That is amazing.
Sure.
When the glory is present, when was that? Last year, Unquestionable Dominion.
Yes.
When the glory is present, it is like sickness is not allowed there.
Come on.
Yes.
Demons are not allowed there.
Yes.
Curses, poverty is not allowed there. Why?
Yes.
The glory of God is the atmosphere of heaven.
That's right.
The kingdom of God is the government of heaven.
Sure, yes. Yes.
The glory of God is the atmosphere.
Powerful.
The kingdom is the government of heaven. I hope that makes sense.
Yes.
Yes.
The prophet on YouTube, they're saying amen, amen, powerful, I receive.
The glory of God. Listen, this whole conference, and just if they can just, if Pastor Chris talks, did he talk now? If they can just turn him up in my ear also. Please, guys, it's like there's no mix in my ear. So, you know, when we do the glory of God, this whole conference, I need you to catch this key.
Yes.
Sensitivity.
Oh, yes.
Surrender. And healed.
Yes.
The glory is discerned. The glory is received, not earned for.
Come on, Paul.
The glory is healed. It. Be sensitive for it.
Yes.
It cannot be worked. It cannot be studied. It is discerned. It is received via revelation.
Sure.
Let's go to. It is the kilograms of God.
Yes, yes.
The weight, when I would minister to somebody, like I say, we had so many conferences, well, so many evenings, we'll stand in front of a group, and I will just come and stretch my hand out, and it would be like a force comes out of me on the group,
yes.
And it hits them down.
Yes.
It's the glory of God, the physical glory of God.
Come on.
It's the weight, the kilograms of His presence.
Yes, yes.
The more time a person spends in the glory, is the more time the kilograms of God comes upon them.
Yes.
The more glory they have upon them, the higher their reputation becomes in the realm of the spirits. Which means doxa, reputation.
Yes.
Okay? So I want you, wherever you are, I want you to say these words with me. Say, I receive the glory wherever I am.
The glory.
I yield to the glory.
I yield to the glory.
It is as simple as that. But it's if I want to teach you how to yield. So you close your eyes and you just healed. But you must let your spirit switch in you. Mm. When that switch happens, you'll have the tangible presence coming on you.
Sure.
Okay? That is where we shift from the natural to the spiritual. It is like a bird. You can find a bird running. And then as a bird is running, you can still run and catch it. Or a predator can run and catch it.
Yes.
But then the bird suddenly does something else. It switches from running into another state of moving, dimension. Mm. And it goes to a dimension of flying.
Sure.
So the animal that was chasing it now, eating it, because it switched into another dimension,
yes.
The animal is no harm to it anymore.
Yes. That is good.
When you're switching to the spiritual, your enemy that has chased you in the physical has no longer a harm or hold on you. But it requires that switching to the spiritual world.
Powerful.
Going from one dimension to a higher dimension. From one state of existence into another state of existence. And I'll show you in Scripture how that happens. How it is for every single one here. Who the glory abides upon.
Yes.
Where He abides upon. Okay? How it works it. So, you can write down kavod and you can say kavod. It is the weight of God. It is the weight of God. And wherever you are, you can say receive if you, amen, and receive if you receive it in your homes, in your spirits, knowing that I can't hear you, but I can see you, but I can hear you in the spirit. I can feel when people are with me or not, and they all are with me. Listen, the weight, the kilograms of the glory, it will make people manifest when they come close to you. It will make demons react, or it will make people go funny.
Yes.
It's the glory.
Come on.
News channel wanted to come and investigate us, and after much like deliberation, I said, okay, we'll give them a meeting after we've been threatened. We sat with a meeting with them, not being interviewed, but a meeting. And the person, now I'm sitting with three or four of my guys. All we're doing is we just know our authority, and we know the glory that we are living in. That we are not in the same, even though this person that is on this level thinks they are on our level, what they don't understand is that in that meeting, we switch like this.
Yes, that's
and
right.
We are in another level.
Yes, come on.
We don't have to say one word.
Yeah.
But the demons in him dropped his bottle for like 20 yeah, times.
Yes.
Yes.
Bottle of water.
Yes.
Trying to talk. Yes. All we did is we switched. When you watch this conference, you will have the ability to switch.
Come on. Amen.
From one dimension into another, from the flesh to the spirit, from the natural to the spiritual world, to the supernatural. It is a switch. And I want to give you importation for it. That it doesn't matter if you're sitting in front of your boss, if you're sitting with work colleagues, with business opportunities, in ministry and family, you can switch. Not by any words you speak. It's a switch in here.
Yes.
Okay? It is a switch in here.
Yes,
and any person with a devil around you will feel very uncomfortable.
Come on.
Because you've just switched on the fire. Yes. You've turned on the heat.
Amen.
The kilograms of God is coming in. And they know the weight of God's glory. So the devils begin to manifest. That is what I pray that you'll receive this conference. Just this morning I'm talking on this. We're going to speak about specific divine revelations and manifestations.
Yes, amen.
We're going to speak about the different types of glory. We're going to have a night of deliverance. Importation where this glory will be imparted to you. Prophecy. It is going to be amazing. So I don't want you to miss this. The glory must be taught under revelation. The Bible says that the knowledge of the glory shall fill the earth.
Yes.
The knowledge of His glory. That word knowledge is not studying. It comes from where we use the English word esoterical knowledge. You must have an esoterical realm of knowledge. To understand, listen, when I walk like this, I go quite dark. Is that normal or is it not really? Not? Okay. So they can't move the things onto my face like the lights electronically, or is it? Same as what I was sitting. Okay. But if I walk, it goes dark though, hey? So they need to program the stuff in, knowing that we use this recordings, please. Where was I now? Something I said.
The esoterical.
Something. Esoterical. Language. So that word knowledge must, the knowledge of His glory that will fill the earth must, can only be attained if I teach you in a revelatory way. The glory can only be taught via revelation.
Sure.
Otherwise it can never be received. Yes. It'll be confused and it'll be attacked. You see, it is the glory that will cause gold dust to fall.
Yes.
Yes.
It is the glory that will cause creative miracles to happen.
Yes.
It is the glory that will cause limbs to grow out or muscles. We saw one person's muscles grew out in front of us and the whole church.
Yep.
It is the glory that will give you teeth where you didn't have teeth.
Yep.
Yes.
It is the glory that will give you weight loss where you needed weight loss. It is the glory that will make money appear in your bank account or in your wallet or your purse.
Yes.
It is the glory. It is the spiritual becoming physical. It is a sign of God.
Yes. Prophet, what's amazing is Ursula on Facebook just shared a testimony about healing. She said, during our healing service, I got healed from skin cancer above my left eye. Pastor Dion and Prophet Hockey prayed for me.
Pastor Leon and Prophet Hockey.
Sorry.
Prophet Leon and Pastor Hockey.
Pastor Hockey and Prophet Leon prayed for me, and the sore started bleeding black blood. I first got a stitch in the wound. Blood streamed out. Afterwards, it was healed up.
Sure.
Amen. Thank you, Father God.
Sure.
Wow. What did she have? Sorry.
Skin cancer above her eye.
Go to the doctor.
Her left eye.
Go to the doctor. Get a report.
Okay. Yes. Ursula, if you're listening, get the report from the doctor, please.
Go to the doctor. Get a report. Wow. When the glory is present, things like that, when I have to lay hands, there's no distance in the glory.
Come on.
The glory can come into your house.
Come on.
And I pray that everybody will receive importation, that even after this morning service, you'll begin to feel a tangibility in your house, a tangibility upon your life, in every area. And as you know, we're not putting on the banking details, but you can go anytime to our website to sow or give as you feel it. I always give in the glory. Like in a time when the presence of God is so strong. Because anything declared in that moment, listen, the glory has no limitations.
Amen.
It is no, it is under the glory, there's no time. It's instant. It, you know, how can I use it as an example? Under the glory, under time, normal time, we can sow and it take long to be fulfilled.
Yes. Yes.
Under the glory and the prophetic, those are the only two exceptions.
Yes,
when we sow, it becomes instant if it's in the glory.
Yes. It's acceleration.
And even in the prophetic, it's an acceleration.
That's right.
Amen. Amen.
Mm. Sure. So Jesus, the Bible says that Jesus was the Shekinah, the expressed image of the glory of God.
Come on, come on.
And he got into the boat of his disciples, going through a storm. And as they got onto the boat, when they looked again, they were on the other side.
Yes, sure.
Something that should have taken very long, took them a split second. Jesus, this the express image of the glory of God, attended a wedding, the wedding, one of his first miracles, turning water into wine.
Yeah.
Yes.
And I said, there's another miracle about the womb. That is for our Revelation people. I'm speaking of this first miracle after birth.
Yes.
Okay. Jesus did many miracles before his birth.
Yes, come on.
For anybody that wants to, the birth itself was a miracle. The conception itself was a miracle.
Yes, come on.
Okay. So then, when he got to the first miracle after his birth at the wedding, turning water into wine, that is wine, and it was the best wine they've tasted. And that wine, to be the best wine, had to ferment for very long, for many years. Yet he did it in a split second.
Sure.
A fermenting process that had to take long, he did it very quick.
That's right.
The glory.
Yes.
When you carry the glory of God, this is where you will see favor.
Yes.
Job applications just Amen. Coming to you. Favor coming to you, contracts coming to you in business. The glory attracts gold
yes.
to you.
Yes.
It attracts favor to
yes.
you.
Amen.
When you have the glory of God, your face becomes beautiful. When Moses' face shone with light, I'm going to get to the scripture now. It says it shone so bright that the elders couldn't look upon his face.
True.
It actually means beautiful.
Sure.
In the Greek. Go with me to Exodus. Where are we? Exodus chapter number 33, verse 18.
Prophet, we've got another testimony from Shantino van Rien and saying, Prophet, I have received full pay because of my partnership to this prophetic ministry.
Wow. So she partnered to the ministry and she received full pay.
We actually have a second testimony Amen. Of Amen. That as well. Where another family that contacted me in the week told me the same thing, where the husband never believed in tithing, but the wife always believed in tithing, and she kept giving, and then they received a financial breakthrough, and somebody just out of the blue gave them money, and she went to her husband and said, see, this is because of the tithing, because of the fact that I'm faithful with God every month, God has blessed us now. This was the beginning of the lockdown. Therefore, her husband started tithing as well, and since then, even though they haven't worked, full salary came in for both of them, and they were able to live during the lockdown. And even now, the husband went back to work, and the business has been so much more active than it was before the lockdown.
Wow. Wow. Sure. Listen to this. Exodus chapter number 33, verse 18. And he said, Moses said, please show me your glory.
Yes.
Then the Lord said to him, I will make all my goodness pass before you. I will make all my goodness pass before you.
Come on.
Moses asked for the glory. God said, I'll give you goodness.
Sure.
I'm going to speak a little bit on the components of the glory of God and what the glory of God brings. A lot of times we think the glory as being only smoke or a weight. There's goodness. Can I honestly ask you the question? Do you experience goodness in your life in
yes.
every area?
Amen. Amen.
Can you feel if you go home, there's goodness?
Yes.
Come on.
Sure.
There's goodness in your relationship with your wife.
Yes.
There's goodness in your relationship
yes.
with your kids.
Amen.
There's goodness in your relationship with your finances. There's goodness in relationship with anything, peace in your heart, goodness if I really sit you down and say, do you have goodness, even in thinking in the future, do you have goodness? 2% will say yes.
Sure.
Because they don't carry the glory.
True.
When you carry the glory, you have a, there's a goodness that comes. Everything is just going good around you. It's like King David said, that your lines have felt pleasant in pleasant places for me. Everything is just, it's like I'm living a dream as I'm walking. That was what King David said.
Yes.
But the reason he was living a dream, he was a sower to such a degree that every few meters he sowed.
Yes, yes.
In fact, every 4 or 5 meters he walked.
Yeah, true.
3, 4, 5, and he did an offering.
Sure.
And then again, and he did an offering, or 15 meters. I'm not sure, but around that space. He made God a jealous God.
True.
Or he made God a spoiled God, if I can say it like
yes.
that. But King David said, because of that, goodness, the glory of the Lord is upon my life.
Come on.
Goodness rests upon me.
Yes.
I can look at all my affairs and I just feel goodness in my heart. When I go to bed at night, I have goodness upon my heart.
Yes.
That is the glory.
Sure.
When you meet a minister that has no goodness upon them, they don't have the glory. When you meet ministers that are just speaking against one another,
yeah.
attacking one another, we have there's a few ones that are, it's like just like flies,
yes.
you know, you don't know. It's like I just, it's like an irritant, and then somebody tell me, and then I see. But otherwise, we wouldn't have known. But they carry no glory.
Yeah.
The glory comes when you have goodness, and I'm going to give you some other components. And that's why we just make a choice. We don't hold a grudge in our heart against any minister. Doesn't matter what they've done to me. Doesn't matter how they've betrayed me. Doesn't matter how they've stolen my money. It doesn't matter how they have slandered me and even put me and my family and my children's lives at grave risk,
yes.
grave danger, even to be threatened, where our daughter, where people came to our house
yes.
to do an assignment. And it was all because of ministers. But you know what? I have forgiven them. Because I cannot claim to carry His glory. And I cannot have His glory if there's not goodness. And the only way I can get to that place of forgiveness or goodness is having His glory.
Yes.
And then I know my mouth does not even open against any minister.
That's right.
Yes.
The glory of God doesn't operate like that. The glory, remember, the glory is God's personhood.
Yeah.
It is His character upon you. The character of God is the components of the glory,
Amen.
Which I'm going to show you right now. It is His character that is upon you. When you can carry the anointing and not be liked by God, but when you carry the glory, you are liked by Him.
Come
yes.
on.
Because it is His presence that is saying, I am affirming this person. I am
yes.
with them.
That's right.
I hope you all guys are with me.
Amen.
Let's read Exodus, where are we? Exodus 33, verse 18. I will make my goodness pass before you, and I'll proclaim to you the name of the Lord before you. I will be gracious to whom I will be gracious, and I'll have compassion on whom I will have compassion. But he said, you cannot see my face. Now this contradicts, sorry? Okay, so it's this contradicts the other scripture where the Bible says the Lord spoke to Moses face to face.
Yes. yes.
But what he's saying, he says, look, you could see me face to face in my human form, Moses. Remember, the Bible says that in a theophany.
Yes.
A theophany is called when God manifests like a man to a man.
Yes.
Come and walk to them, like He did with Abraham. And we're going to get into some theophanies over this week. And I'm going to pray that somebody experiences a theophany.
Come on.
Come on.
Amen.
Me, I receive.
You see, Moses was not allowed to look upon his face because, but yet he could earlier. God was saying to him, look, in all my glory, you're asking for my glory, Moses. Please show me your glory.
Yes.
There I can't show you my face. The glory is too holy.
Yes.
You will die.
Sure.
You'll see it and you will die.
Sure.
That is why when Moses was at a burning bush, he immediately had to take off the unholy things, had to take off their shoes.
Yes.
To get onto holy ground.
Sure.
So listen to this. Listen to this. Listen to this. And I know it's long. We're going to finish just now. I want to get to the ingredients of the glory. The number one ingredient is goodness. Let's go to Exodus 34, verse 29. Exodus 34, verse 29. Zorin. And tonight is going to be good, I'm telling you. I'm going to speak about the zone of glory. The glory zone. And this must be attained, the attainment of every believer, every Christian. Every staff, every team, every person out there watching us. The realm and the zone of the glory. That is where you will carry certain components yes. upon your life.
Come on.
Those components are the following. Exodus 34 verse 8. Oh, sorry, let's go to Exodus. Let's go to Exodus 34 verse 5. 34 verse 5. Is that what I said? Oh, let's go to verse 5. Exodus 34 verse 5. I think. Let me just read. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. Okay? Then go with me to verse 29. Look at this, verse 29. Let me just see if it is this one. No. I'm looking for another one. Please excuse me. This is the one, 5. It is verse 5. Sorry. Exodus 34, verse 5. Put that on. Now the Lord descended in the cloud and stood with him there and proclaimed the name of the Lord. And the Lord passed before him and proclaimed, the Lord God, merciful and gracious. Merciful, number one. Gracious, number two. Long-suffering, number three. Abounding in goodness, number four. Like I said, goodness was number one. Let's put number four, goodness. And number five, truth. He said, the Lord passed before him and showed him those attributes.
Yes.
Five components of the Lord. You know, the word, I just want to, so what did I say? It is gracious, merciful, long-suffering, goodness, yes. and truth.
Yeah.
Five components. When somebody carries the glory, those characteristics will be emanating from God their life.
Yes.
They'll be gracious. They'll be merciful.
Sure.
There'll be long-suffering. And I'll tell you now what long-suffering means. And they'll carry the goodness of the Lord and they will have truth.
This is good.
Yes. They'll not move in deception.
Yes.
They'll always preach the truth. They'll speak the truth. They'll have truth. But it is masked in grace and mercy and long-suffering and love. You cannot walk in the Spirit without love. Now listen to this. The word long-suffering in the Greek is a very difficult because it is a compound of two words. If you look into different manuscripts,
yes.
it is erakap. Erakap. The only way I can spell it or explain it is E-R-A-K-H-A-B. Erakap. 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 Okay, I'm not a Hebrew or a Greek scholar, so I'm just telling you things that I know. Erakap. It's a compound of two words. Some would say it means slow. One means slow and the other one means anger. So he's slow to anger.
Sure.
But it one of those compounded words means the nose and nostrils of God.
Wow.
So he's slow to anger and long-suffering. The nostrils of God does this. It is when he would stand like this. Somebody's made him upset, or if you are a parent or anybody or your employees made you upset and you want to kill, okay, and you're standing there and you go
sure.
and then it's like a sigh of grace and it's like it goes like this, it goes
yes. sure.
it's okay, let's move on.
Sure.
It is a second chance, a long suffering. As you suffer, you are angry because of somebody not doing something,
mm-hmm.
but the nostrils of God is speaking of his mercy. He's breathing out through his nostrils for a second chance.
Sure, this is good.
That is the word long-suffering. These are the things that comes with the glory of God. When you claim to carry the glory, or when the glory visits you and comes upon your life, in your house, which it will, these are the components and ingredients that you will carry.
Sure.
So say with me, in your house, say with me, merciful.
Merciful.
Say gracious.
Gracious.
Meaning you'll have mercy and grace upon yourself and upon others.
Yes.
Say with me, long suffering.
Long suffering.
Upon yourself and upon others. Say with me, goodness.
Goodness.
You must abound in goodness. Yes. And say truth.
The truth.
Truth.
So this means that when the glory comes on you, Grace is extended to you immediately and you forget anything you've even done in the past.
Sure.
Yes.
You forget the sin you've done yesterday. You forget what you've done. Because grace, the glory comes on you. It is a mantle of grace. Powerful. It is that presence, that anointing, that will come into your houses, even in Zoom.
Yes.
That causes the power of sin to be broken.
Yes, yes.
The guilt and regret and condemnation to be broken.
Come on.
It is that glory that causes the blood to cleanse your life. And nobody watching the stream, whether Facebook, YouTube, on our Zoom, on our websites, nobody watching the stream will miss out on this glory. If your heart is open
amen.
And your spirit is connected,
yes,
you will encounter His glory.
Yes,
you will feel it on your eyes.
Yes, yes,
and then you'll feel it on your neck and on your head and on your body. It'll be like a weight that'll come upon you.
Come on.
Amen.
The glory usually moves upon the gift of a person. Many times when I would prophesy or speak in revelation or prophesy, it would move upon that gift and then a person would experience it. Now, the glory zone, the zone of glory. And I haven't even touched on it. I'm going to carry on tonight.
Thank you for joining us on Encounter. For more information, log on to www.encounterchurch.co.za or simply give us a call on Pretoria 012-753-9091. For more resources and updates, simply follow us on social media on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. We'll see you next time on Encounter.